More than 70 years ago, a train powered by a propeller broke speed records in Germany. It was intended to challenge the early passenger airline industry. The train didn't catch on, but the German railway system matched its record only last month. NPR's Emily Harris finds out why it took so long.
Meine Damen und Herren, wir stehen an der Eisenbahnstrecke Hamburg-Berlin.
The propeller train was called a Zeppelin on rails, after the famous German passenger airships of the time. And according to a radio announcer covering its 1931 test run live, the train practically flew down the tracks.
Achtung!
In just the blink of an eye, the announcer proclaimed, the single rail car rushed past, propeller twirling at the back. On its first and only journey, the train ran between Berlin, the capital city, and Hamburg, a business center and port.
Oh, it was a big sensation.
Rainer Mertens is head of exhibits at the German Railway Museum in Nuremberg.
A lot of people were standing aside the railway track to see it. It was like a space rocket nowadays.
Mertens says the Schienenzeppelin, or rail zeppelin, was cutting edge in many ways. It used a diesel engine, lightweight materials, and had a streamlined design. But the real appeal was the speed. Traveling more than 130 miles an hour, it sliced travel time between Berlin and Hamburg to about an hour and a half.
Meine Damen und Herren, auf Gleis 5 wird jetzt sein, der City Express 1515 nach Leipzig über Berlin abfahrt, 6:38.
And that's as long as it takes today, on a brand new service, advertised as Konkurrenzlos schnell, or unbeatably fast. Achim Staus, a spokesman for the German rail service Deutsche Bahn, says the company can only now, 70 years later, match the propeller train record because after World War II, the country's two biggest cities wound up on different sides of the Iron Curtain.
After the war, the tracks between Hamburg and Berlin were partly destroyed. During the division of Germany, the journey via railway was very long, sometimes more than 6 hours. And it stopped only at the frontier. But at the frontier, there was a very strict control, and that lasted a very long time.
Once the Iron Curtain fell and Germany was reunited, it took a decade of debate, hundreds of millions of dollars, and 4 years of construction to match the propeller train's speed. Long before all that, the propeller train had been largely forgotten. Some railway historians say it was never very efficient, and mostly a gimmick. Mertens of the Railway Museum says back in 1931, officials decided the propeller train went too fast to fit into the German rail system. They opted for a less revolutionary diesel train.
Then the German railway decided for another system, the so-called Fliegender Hamburger, flying hamburger, which has nothing to do with something to eat. And with that, they established a net of high-speed tracks all over Germany. And the Schienenzeppelin was forgotten and rotted and was thrown away after the Second World War.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.